Blog Talk Radio.
Today. This is Kevin Vaughn, Mr. Kevin Vaughn on the Kingdom Life Worship Center Internet Radio Program. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are featuring our community and business news. We have a dynamic guest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't wait to introduce her. But I wanted to give you a few updates before we get to our awesome guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You're on Kingdom Life Worship Center Internet Radio Program. This is under the leadership of Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, are pastors of this wonderful network, and we are at one church, two locations. We're in Pensacola, Florida, and Morrow, Georgia, just right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, for those who may not know the area. But we are so excited about what's happening today, ladies and gentlemen. We had a great day, a productive day, and we trust that you did as well. This is the Worldwide Network on Kingdom Life Worship Center Radio. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get right to it. And I don't want to hold up our wonderful, wonderful guest because time is money and she is a busy lady. So right now I want to just bring on, before I read her bio, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to bring on Dr. Tanya Lowe. Dr. Lowe, how are you today?
Good evening,
you.
Kevin. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on the show tonight.
Wow, we are so excited for you being with us tonight, and the honor is all ours, so thank you so much. And Dr. Lowe, before we bring you on, I want to make sure people know who you are. We're going to give you your proper introductions here, and then we're going to get right into the program, too, as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you're talking, or listening to, I should say, listening to Dr. Tanya Lowe on the network here coming up soon, and right now you're listening to your host, Mr. Kevin Vaughn. But ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt, we have to give props to Dr. Lowe here, and she's an awesome individual, and just can't wait to get started on this program tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Tanya Lowe has a PhD, and she's a human resources and leadership consultant, a professor, and entrepreneur. just a little bit about her, and you can learn more about her through our LinkedIn and Facebook linked networks across the country here, of course, on LinkedIn and Facebook across the network. Ladies and gentlemen, Tanya Lowe, PhD, Chief Executive Officer of Resurgence Group, Metro Atlanta, LLC, which is TRGM, and the Impact Experience. Wow, I like that name, Doctor. That's awesome. Dr. Lowe is an innovative, insightful change agent who understands the concept of adding value to others. She is a passionate leader who finds great reward in speaking, training, planning, development, and implementation of people and programs and organizations. As a trainer and as a presenter, Dr. Lowe is witty, engaging, and interactive while offering practical solutions. So ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, Dr. Lowe has an impressive background in which she brings a wealth of experience from various perspectives. Her background spans many disciplines, which includes nonprofit organizations, academia, government, corporate, counseling services, consulting strategies, strategic planning, ladies and gentlemen, and group and individual leadership coaching and mastermind group facilitator. Wow, I like that mastermind, Doc. That's awesome. Dr. Lowe has served in many leadership capacities as a coordinator for women's treatment programs for the state of Georgia, training coordinator for DeLowe's SACWIS project within the Department of Family Services, Alabama, and then program coordinator for the YWCA of Greater Atlanta, Intercore Plus, and the Georgia American Cancer Society, where she has led countless numbers of volunteers. Dr. Lowe is also visiting professor at DeVry University, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. And a training consultant for the Southeast Addiction Technology Transfer Center, located at Morehouse School of Medicine for primary care. Ladies and gentlemen, that is, of course, in the Metro Atlanta area, actually in the heart of the city in Atlanta, Georgia, for those listening around the world, around the country. Dr. Lowe holds a doctorate degree in general human services and a certificate in diversity studies from Capella University, a master's degree in counseling and psychological services, and a bachelor of science degree in community health education, and both from Clark Atlanta University. She's a trainer of the J.W. Fanning Leadership Curriculum and a certified John Maxwell coach. Wow, that says a lot right there. Trained and speaker. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, last paragraph on Dr. Lowe. She has many more accolades, of course. Among her many accolades, she has received a statewide community service award for improving the quality of life for substance abuse services for women, Business Superstar Community Service Award, featured on the cover of the 2012 People You Need to Know in Atlanta Business Magazine, recognized by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, Blacks in Government chapters in the Black Women Rock Ceremony, and most recently, Dr. Lowe recently received a 2013 Phenomenal Women Award from Kennesaw State University and Siegel Institute for Leadership, Character, and Ethics. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I also want to let you know that she also is in the 2013 edition of People You Need to Know Women Magazine. I want everybody around the planet to right now, if you're not driving, clap your hands and bring on Dr. Lowe to the Men Let's Talk Network to Team Life Focus Center. God bless you. I love it. Amen. That's right. Give Dr. Lowe some props. Come on now. Y'all can clap better than that. Amen. Amen. I love it. Well, Dr. Lowe, welcome to the network. Thank you for your time. And we want to, first of all, ask you, how was your day today?
My day was fabulous, Kevin. Thank you for asking. It was fabulous. I think that every day that we have an opportunity to engage people, it's a good day.
Absolutely. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, we're so excited for you. And what a great, great attitude and a great way to wake up today. And I tell you, today for me was a very productive day. You got to wake up and, you know, as you know, Dr. Lowe, take charge of the day. We're going to talk about it a little bit later on, too. You really got to wake up and take charge of your day and be able to move forward no matter what's going on around the planet. You still got to move forward, you know, for sure. Well, that's great. Well, Dr. Lowe, I want to give you a few minutes there to give an opening statement there, just kind of greet the people out there before we go into our review with you and time with you on the air. But if you would, just go ahead and whatever you like to say, just kind of greet the people out there in Radio Land, those who are listening live and those who will be listening later on.
Wow. Well, Kevin, thank you. Again, I'd just like to thank you and the Kingdom Life Worship Center for having me on your
yes.
show this evening. I think this is a great opportunity that you provide your listeners as well as business owners.
Yes.
What I do in a nutshell is I help businesses and organizations and individuals to become the best that they can be.
We
provide human services consulting.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is you heard and you read my bio, I have a very diverse background, and I believe in utilizing all of my skills. And so what I've done about 7 years ago, I started the Resurgent Group of Metro Atlanta, where we work with behavioral health providers around the state, helping them to stay in compliance with the government, help them stay in compliance and to help them to really provide services to those people struggling with mental health and addiction.
Right.
And from that, we realized that a lot of people in the behavioral health industry and as a whole struggle with leadership. They struggle with really providing not only services, but really making an impact with the people that work with them. And so once I became certified as a John Maxwell speaker, trainer, and coach, I decided to add that to our cadre of services.
Fantastic. Wow, that is powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the voice of Dr. Tanya Lowe on the Kingdom Life Worship Center Radio Network. This is our community and business segment tonight, and we're so excited about having Dr. Lowe with us. We're going to just kind of interview Dr. Lowe tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and have her share with her, with you out there in radio land, ladies and gentlemen, all around the planet there, on a little bit about her. We're going to go into her details as well on what services she provides professionally, so we're excited about that. Well, let's talk, Dr. Lowe, let's talk a little bit about your hometown. Let's talk about your hometown. Are you a Georgia Peach? Is that true?
I am with Georgia Peach, Kevin. I am originally from Albany, Georgia, born and bred.
Yes.
Very proud of my hometown.
Yeah, all right. That's wonderful. That's great. How's the family? Is a lot of family still there?
I still have family there. Both of my parents have passed on, but I still have family there as well as here in Atlanta, and that's home. It will always be home.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. Well, I tell you what, I guess a little bit about your family, mom and dad and siblings, and if you would just share with us a little bit about the family that you grew up with.
I have a brother, a younger brother, and my mother was an educator. My father worked in the insurance business for many years before becoming a pastor in Albany, Georgia. I come from a family that is a combination of both education and entrepreneurs. And I like to think of myself as truly a combination of my family and all that represent them and moving forward with the legacy
of
my
family. So. And, Doctor, we are so proud of you because of what you achieved to date. Now, I'm sure you're going to be going further in the future, but to date, we are so proud of you on behalf of your family and everybody's family, for that matter, because we know how important education is today, Sister Lowe. We know how important education is today, and we really want our audience to understand that you got to push your family, you got to push your young people, you got to push your young adults, if you will, to get their master's degree, get their, you know, of course, graduate from high school, get their master's, get their PhDs, ladies and gentlemen, whatever your talent is. But please, Doc, we really want to push that education tonight as well. That is so important. It will take you a long way when you get that degree. I tell you, it changed my life. And we're just excited about what Dr. Lowe has done tonight. Dr. Lowe, one thing we want to talk about, we'll make sure we give your websites out, your contact information as we go through the hour here. But tell us a little bit more about the Impact Experience. You kind of alluded to a little bit earlier, of course. But the Impact Experience, first of all, how do you got started with that? How did it all come about as well? How did you get started with the Impact Experience and why? And what led you to start that particular network?
Well, As I was saying, you know, working with behavioral health agencies around the state, a lot of them lacked their leadership abilities were lacking.
Right.
And I found myself.
School,
I'm sorry.
I found myself providing
coaching and working with them one on one to help strengthen their abilities in order to better strengthen their organization.
Right. Mm-hmm,
and
exactly.
So I had been looking at really wanting to add a little additional credibility to coaching, you know, what I was doing is coaching because I was providing coaching and consultation. And there's a difference. There is a difference.
Yes.
And so I've always been a fan of John Maxwell. I was already trained in the J.W. Fannin leadership model. And so when that opportunity became available, I jumped on it and started offering that to my clients. And Kevin, had other people ask about coaching and leadership, and you know, I have a background in nonprofit as well, and so really just started to provide those services. We offer a variety of services through the Impact Experience, coaching, speaking. I'm available for speaking engagements, consultation, a lot of strategic planning. So really working with individuals and organizations to help them take their dream, their goal, their vision.
Right.
To the next level.
Fantastic. Dr. Lowe, also, too, now, I know one of the things you have to do, you got to peel some layers off of people as you get them to these levels. What about, how do you deal with self-esteem in the beginning where people need that little help and boost in their esteem, you know, building that up? How do you deal with that in general there tonight on helping people get out, you know, letting them know they can do these things as well? Is there a big issue there with self-esteem when you first get started with a client?
I think some, you know, when you look at the spectrum of individuals, you know, there may be some self-esteem issues. There may be some arrogance.
There
may be a lot of things. But, you know, with esteem, if I'm working with individuals, and definitely I try to keep them encouraged and motivated and really get them to hone in on what their true passion is and pull those skills out of them by asking poignant questions so that they can drill down and funnel down where they want to go. Kevin, so often people are living and carrying other people's dreams. And so in order to pull the dream out of the individuals, you know, we'll look and see, is this something that you really want to do? And how do you feel about it? If they don't feel good about it, it's probably not something they should be doing.
Right, exactly. It's just that simple, isn't it? It's not that simple, but it's that simple to make it known like that. That's awesome, Doc. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Kingdom Life Worship Center Radio with Dr. Tanya Lowe as our special guest. We're having a featured community and business segment tonight, and Dr. Lowe has an awesome website. I want to get that out right now, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, that's the ImpactExperience.org, ladies and gentlemen, www.theimpactexperience.org. We want you to definitely check that out. We also want you to post that on all your social media groups, ladies and gentlemen, out there, and get that out there so other people can see. One of her signatures here is "We Turn Concepts into Reality." Wow, I like that. That's very, very nice here as well. You know, one thing, Dr. Lowe, we wanted to ask you about too as well is were there some mentors or some people I know outside? I think you mentioned your family already, but it was some mentors or people that actually helped you get into this leadership and why you're so passionate about leadership and helping others. Who encouraged you to do that? Is there something inside you, or who inspired you?
Well, I've always held leadership positions when I worked in the marketplace. And so it's always been an interest of mine. I've always been in leadership positions. And so in 1999, I had an opportunity to go through the Gwinnett Neighborhood Leadership Institute and was exposed to the J.W. Fannin model. And if your listeners aren't familiar with J.W. Fannin, he's considered the father of leadership here in Georgia, right up the road at UGA. And so I went through that program and really loved it and became a facilitator. And I've been training for GNLI now probably for the last 12 years. I go back and I train all the new classes when they,
yes.
they come
wow.
in at their retreat. And so
yes.
Just staying abreast, I think when you work
yeah.
with individuals and organizations, they look to you for guidance. And
right,
regardless,
right.
you know, for your listeners, you know, whatever role that you're in, know that you bring leadership. Leadership is about influence. And so not
right.
taking that for granted, but making sure that you remain at the top of your game, making sure that you know the
yes.
best resources whenever you're working to help people become the best that they can be. When I was when I saw clients as a therapist, I made
yes.
sure that I was on the top of my game. I don't see
yes.
clients
yes.
anymore, so I work with companies
right.
and people. I make
yeah.
sure that I'm at the top of my game to help them
wow.
to become
yes.
better and do better.
Okay. That's powerful. You know, it takes a lot of discipline, as you know, and passion, too, at the same time, because we know that's something that you have to focus on. You got to focus on those things, and we're just excited about you being with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a Kingdom Life Worship Center business segment on radio with Dr. Tanya Lowe, our special, special guest. She is founder and CEO of ImpactExperience.org. Ladies and gentlemen, that is her website. TheImpactExperience.org, and she has a host of, and we're going to read these a little later, a host of services available to you as well. Let's continue, Dr. Lowe. You know, one thing I was excited about doing is how do you, you know, the advice you would give people about personal growth and development. Is there, I know there's a lot of people listening. We our demographics is mainly people who are in business, and of course, we have people that are also retired listening to this network as well. But I have a lot of business people listening to this network. And what advice would you give for personal development and personal growth for today's marketplace and for today's world?
You have to make a plan. You know,
yeah.
I think a huge assumption, Kevin, is that people think personal it's just going to happen. You know,
yeah.
I'm just going to grow.
Right.
And so imagine
right.
taking
right.
some seeds and you just – you buy them and you put them on the counter and
mm-hmm.
you say, you know, one day I'm
right.
going to have some tomatoes. But if
right.
you don't plant those seeds and water those seeds
right.
and give those seeds some sun, at the
yes.
a year from now, 2 years from now, you're still going to have a packet of seeds.
That's
and
right.
so you
That's
have
right.
to really be intentional about your growth. You have to develop
mm-hmm.
a growth plan. You have to ask yourself, where do I want to go? And if you think you're already at the pinnacle of where you want to go, keep thinking
yes.
about what's the next level, what's the next direction, how can I help someone else, for the retired listeners, how can I take those things that I've learned and help other people grow? But you have to be
yes.
intentional, because growth does not just happen. You have to plan for it, and you have to execute the plan.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the biggest area right there, Dr. Lowe, is that people got to plan. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's not hard work, but it is something you have to do. That's one of the biggest things I love too, Dr. Lowe, is planning. But it does take a little work, depending on what you have to do, what your direction is, and what your focus is. But sometimes it takes a lot of work, ladies and gentlemen. But the rewards are so great when you plan well. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Dr. Tanya Lowe on the Kingdom Life Worship Center Radio Network tonight on our business segment. And one real quick, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get that website out, theimpactexperience.org. Theimpactexperience.org will take you right to Dr. Tanya Lowe's awesome business website as well. Dr. Lowe, let's continue on. Let's talk about your speaking engagements. I know you love to speak around the country as well. So what kind of groups and organizations, I kind of read some of that earlier, but what kind of groups and organizations do you speak for, and what is the what are they looking for? They're looking for some takeaways, looking for your books, CDs, DVDs. What do they look for when you go out around and speaking to these organizations?
Kevin, I'll speak to anybody who will have me. No.
Absolutely.
Kevin,
absolutely.
I speak for nonprofits. I speak for churches, corporate groups. I speak with youth groups. As a matter of fact, on tomorrow I'm doing a career day. I'm speaking on April 27th and May 4th, and I go and I talk to these groups about did a talk on change. I'll be doing a talk
yeah.
on leadership secrets. I'm going to be doing a talk on transformational thinking. You know, we've got to change the way we think in order to make things happen. So not only does it take work, but before you even get to the working phase, we have to change the way we think. You know, and when the storms come, we have to keep our eye on the prize because they are going to come, and quitting is not an option. It's not on the growth menu.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I want to make sure the audience understands, ladies and gentlemen, things are going to happen. And the one thing I have on my motivational area, Dr. Lowe, is, you know, problems are going to be, you know, come up. Just be a good problem solver. You know, you just got to get to that level where you're just solving problems maybe every day. But get real good at solving problems, ladies and gentlemen. Just get over it. Things are going to happen. And that's just part of living. And if things weren't happening, something would be really, really wrong, I would think, today, Dr. Lowe. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to encourage you to get these tools from Dr. Lowe that you'll be glad to take yourself to the next level in these areas. You know, one thing I was thinking about while you was talking, Dr. Lowe, is are people reading enough today? And also, what books may you recommend today for people just to read, whether it's on audio or traditional or on tablets or, you know, iPads, whatever? What books do you read today, or what books would you suggest that people read today? And are people reading enough today, you think?
I don't know how to answer that question if people are reading enough today. I would like to say I think we are because there's, you know, reading is made so easily now. We can listen to audio. We don't have to carry the book around. We can read it on our iPhones and our iPads. And so I think we could, as a people, read more. Because there's so much information out there. But some of the books that I would recommend that are some of my favorites that are sitting on my desk now for the business owners and people who are thinking about getting into business. I love Michael Gerber's book, The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. I've read that a couple of times. I really, really enjoy it. I love the 21 Laws of Leadership by John Maxwell.
Yes.
I actually teach a mastermind group on that. And Put Your Dreams to the Test. Those are probably two of my favorite books those two, and then 360 Degree Leader, which talks about being a leader from wherever you are in an organization, because people, or organization, or a community, because people hear that word leader, and oftentimes, Kevin, they'll run from it. And so what that book does is it teaches and talks to you about how to lead from where you are, because the reality is that you're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
And then another book that I really love is The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman, which talks about it talks about how to express love to your mate. But I think we talk about communication just in general and how we express agape love. You know, we have to know what our love language is, whether you're dealing with your children or other people in your family, as well as your mate. And so I oftentimes recommend that when I am coaching with people who struggle with communication, whether it's with their team or with their just wherever they're struggling with communication.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, on the network today, you're listening to Dr. Tanya A. Lowe, PhD, ladies and gentlemen. She's a human services and leadership consultant, professor and entrepreneur. And we've been talking to her about her awesome, awesome network, ladies and gentlemen, and, of course, her background as well. We were going over some of the books and the encouragement of reading more as well. You know, one thing while you were talking to I was just thinking about Dr. Lowe, is that people, you know, you talked about some of the I think it was the love language book you was talking about. You know, you have to connect. You have to connect with people, you know, and people know when you care about them. You know, you just care about people. You know, you can feel that with people, that they care about you when they're delivering a sermon, they're delivering some type of training. Anything that they're doing, you can tell that they care about you and really want you to get this information that they're putting out. So I think those books are relevant. Some people just think they're relevant for one area, you know, but, you know, if you're teaching and training, you got to know how to connect, I think. And I think that's what you were saying there about that one book. that you can connect with people. And people
yeah,
know
you don't
want to
compartmentalize a resource, you know. Well,
yeah,
that book is just
exactly.
about mates. No, you can take
yeah,
that book
exactly.
and look at, you know, how to apply
right,
this
right.
to the people. If you're trying to grow
Absolutely.
Morale in your team,
right.
it's going to help you to understand not only yourself, but what other
yeah.
people need on your
Absolutely.
Team to strengthen
yeah.
that team. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, because you're going to have audience. You're going to have audience. You're going to have team members that are married and are going to be single. And you got to know, you know, pretty much how they're thinking, you know, today and plus or minus. So, yeah, that's powerful. That's a powerful time. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to The Voice, Dr. Tanya Lowe, on the Kingdom Life Worship Center Internet Radio Program. We're excited about you being with us, Doctor, tonight, and we're just having a great time. And we're just doing a casual, almost like a casual interview tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Her website, ladies and gentlemen, is the Impact Experience, theimpactexperience.org. We'd like for you to visit that and send that out to as well to all your social media groups, ladies and gentlemen. Post that even as we speak. That's theimpactexperience.org. Now, Dr. Lowe, let's go to your book now. I understand you got a book coming out. How many books do you have? You got a book? You got a book coming out? Tell us about
the
book.
I do. I do. I'm so
excited. The history of the book. Why you wrote the book. Yeah, tell us about this awesome book so we can get this book.
The book is called Want to Start a
wow.
Riot, Change. Want to Start
serious?
A Riot, Change.
Wow. I love it.
And
love it.
It's a compilation of affirmations and confirmations
yeah.
and prayers
mm-hmm.
that I've written oh, my goodness, over the last maybe 8 years to present, combined with my photography from around the world. I love to travel, and I love to take pictures. And so I combine my two loves, writing and photography. And hopefully people will take these the words, and hopefully they will inspire them and motivate them to make changes in their lives, in the lives of others.
Well, tell us how to get a copy of that book, because we want to know. I know a lot of people want to know how to look at that book, get that copy of that book. How can they do that tonight?
You can get your pre-order your autographed copy at
wow.
Wanna, not want to, but Wanna, WANNA, Start a Riot, Change, all one word, Wanna Start a Riot, Change .eventbrite.com.
Fantastic. And we'll be giving that out again to Dr. Lowe before the broadcast to make sure everybody gets that, and we'll be posting it on our network as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Dr. Tanya Lowe about her wonderful book that's coming out soon, and you can get a copy of it, a signed copy of it, if you go to the website, and we'll repeat that website for you a little later on as well. That's powerful. You know, Doc, one thing we're excited about, too, is that I wanted to ask you a question because people, it seems like, not everybody, of course, ladies and gentlemen, all around the country, but it seems like people are giving up a little bit. Why should people pursue their dreams today? You know, you hear all the negative. You never hear the good stuff. You always hear what's not happening. Let's talk a little bit about why people should pursue their dreams, because everybody's got something inside of them that needs to come out. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Oh, my God. Yes, they do. You know, in February,
yeah.
we had a symposium. It was called Put Your Dream to the Test Symposium.
Right.
And one of the things I told folks was that if you drive by a cemetery
yes.
and you look over,
right. yes.
can you imagine
wow.
how many dreams wow. are buried there?
Absolutely.
And then I asked the audience, do you
wow.
want to die with your dream? Pursuing your dream, it provides you purpose. It
yes.
provides you passion. It's legacy building. And
mm-hmm.
if it's something that, you know, the Spirit, the Lord
yes.
Yes. has put upon your heart to do, then you
right.
can't have faith and fear at the same time. You need to put all the
right.
fear aside and just move forward and make it happen and take baby steps and make it happen. And,
that's right.
you know, sometimes we have to jump off the cliff and build our
yeah.
wings on the way down
yes.
and just have that faith and know that it's going to work out all right,
yes.
you know.
Yes, exactly.
For people who, any of your listeners who are business owners, you know, they started. They might have been a little shaky,
yeah.
a little scared, but they started.
Right,
you know,
right.
you got to start.
Absolutely.
You have to. You can't just talk about it, because we can go years and years talking about what we want to do. Yeah. I could still be talking about, I want to write this book, you know. We just have to jump out there and do it. So people should pursue their dreams, because it's going to provide a purpose that's beyond any type of purpose. It's so exciting, and it's going to drive that passion is going to drive it. And you're going to create a legacy, whatever your dream is, whether it's starting a business, going back to school, writing a book, taking a vacation, whatever it is, you do that, because you're planting those seeds for generations to come. You're planting those seeds. Just as people in my family before me had planted seeds, I was able to take those seeds and continue and grow my own garden. So you have to, you just have to do it.
That's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the voice of Dr. Tanya Lowe on Kingdom Life Radio, our business segment tonight. We're featuring Dr. Lowe and her awesome network here, ladies and gentlemen. The impactexperience.org is our website, the impactexperience.org. Dr. Lowe is a human services and leadership consultant, professor, and entrepreneur, and we are so excited about having her on the program tonight. You know, one thing, too, you mentioned was so powerful, Dr. Lowe, is that when you hear from God, ladies and gentlemen, in your belly, now, he ain't going to come down with thunder necessarily all the time and be shaking the earth for you, or shaking your house or your car. He may just give you a still voice to go do something. You don't need to go ask everybody else about it either. You know, Dr. Lowe, I'm a firm believer that you may want to talk to a few people. Don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen, but you don't need to get confirmation if God gave you a word or gave you a vision or gave you a book or a poem or whatever it is, television network, radio network, whatever he's given you. You need to go do it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't get too many opinions about what God has said. You know, Dr. Lowe, I got that from you too as well. Don't listen to everybody. Just go and do what you got to do.
Yeah, he told you. He didn't tell them.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, you can share it as you go along, but don't ask whether you should be doing it or not, you know, because most people say, no, I wouldn't do that if I was you.
Yeah, and then what happens is you end up not following your dreams.
Exactly.
If I had listened to so many people say, well, why are you only a good state job?
Right. We wouldn't be talking to you right now. I wouldn't see you in a magazine. I wouldn't see your website up and running. I wouldn't see your PhD. I wouldn't see your consulting business, your professor all around the country here. That's incredible. Ladies and gentlemen,
we have to step out on faith. And for the church folks listening, you know, you know, I really challenge church folks. I'm a church person myself.
Yes.
You know, we can't have fear and faith at the same time. And so, you know, we're going to be a little fearful, but we need to use that fear to drive us to where we want to go. You know, we have to jump out. That's what creates our testimonies.
Yes, exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the wonderful voice of Dr. Tanya Lowe on Kingdom Life Worship Center Radio, our business segment tonight, where we're featuring the awesome Dr. Lowe with us and her awesome business CEO. She is of the Impact Experience. And ladies and gentlemen, her consulting services include personal and professional development, leadership coaching, individuals and groups, corporate retreats and team building, mastermind groups and group symposiums, customized human and service training, program development and implementation, strategic planning, I love that one, meeting facilitation, grantee technical assistance, program evaluations, board development, behavioral health staffing, behavioral health operations management, and conference logistics management, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Lowe on the network, ladies and gentlemen, and her website is theimpactexperience.org. That's wonderful. You know, one thing, Doc, we got to talk about, because I love my young people out there. What would you say to our youth today, Doc? What would you say to our young people today who are going through maybe high school, college, or maybe not in college, maybe not working right now? What would you say to our youth today to keep them motivated and excited about their lives?
I would say they need to really, really drill down and ask themselves the question, where do I want to be 6 months and a year from now?
There you
and
go. Come on now.
Start researching where you want to go. Okay? So first you got to be honest with yourself and ask yourself the question. Find out about where you want to go. find a mentor.
Yes.
Find someone that's going to take you under their wing and teach
mm-hmm.
you and help you toward that, you know, whether it's getting
right.
into college, someone who can keep you motivated. And unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
Kevin,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times it's not
yeah.
people in our
right.
family. Sometimes you got to find
that's
somebody
right.
outside of your family. So don't waste
that's
a lot
right.
of energy
right.
trying to
right.
make mama be that person, trying to make daddy be
right.
that person, because sometimes
right. Right.
they're not going to do it. So you've got to find
right.
A
right.
mentor.
Yes,
a
yes,
coach
yes, yes,
to,
exactly.
to help you, push
yeah,
you through,
this is very,
and then
this
develop
is very,
that
very,
plan.
Very, yeah, exactly, Doc. This is very, very important. I want to hit on this a little bit more. Doc,
yeah.
how do individual says, okay, how do I find that person? Is there some networking events that you recommend or some techniques on, you know, going to some of the key networking events around the city, around the country that people can tie into? Is there any, because people sometimes ask me, okay, where do I go to meet, you know, Dr. Lowe? Where do I go to meet another physicist or someone that I want to be like? What do I do that at? So how do you do that? I mean, what do you tell them where to go and how to
I am a huge fan of LinkedIn.
Yeah.
I tell my students
yeah.
About
yeah,
LinkedIn.
Awesome.
You don't
yeah,
have to have
awesome.
Any gas, and you don't have to have
right.
put on any fancy clothes, and you can do
right.
hours of amazing networking on LinkedIn.
Yes, you can.
And you need the,
sure
the if you spend 5 hours a day on Facebook, you need to spend just
right.
as much time on LinkedIn.
Right.
Because
right.
on LinkedIn, you can, you know, you set up your professional profile
right.
in you.
Yes.
If you're interested in business,
right.
business marketing, then you join their
mm-hmm.
groups where you can join and you get involved in the discussions that they have on LinkedIn and you connect with people. Hi, I'm a student, or hi, I'm interested in,
okay.
or hi, can I call you and talk to you for 5 minutes, or hi, I was reading
right.
your profile, will you mentor me? You know, we've got
right.
to do the work, and we can't complain about, well, I don't have time, I've got to work, I don't have gas, I don't have money, I don't have the clothes. Stop
right.
making excuses today.
Come on.
Get set up on LinkedIn and start connecting
yes.
and meeting people. I've made some really great contacts through
yes.
LinkedIn.
Yes.
I've gotten
yes.
clients yes. through LinkedIn. It's a great, great tool.
Yes, it is.
And so
yes.
for someone who just, I don't know where to start with LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's where you need to start.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great, because everybody's pretty much connected today, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, all around the world, there's people over in Africa and Asia listening, and Australia, you're listening, and you can do that via the Internet. So there's no excuse. You can just Google, or whatever search engine you have over there, you can just Google whatever you're looking for, ladies and gentlemen, and pulls it right up. And the
mm-hmm.
next step is you got to make some calls. You got to make some visits. You may have to go to the event in the where we're at right now. Where I'm at right now is Atlanta area, Atlanta, Georgia, and there's so many networking events. Dr. Lowe, it's amazing. You just
yeah.
can't keep up with all of them, so many
mm-hmm.
are going on. But you got some high-end professionals, ladies and gentlemen, like Dr. Lowe here that can help you and move you forward in this area. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to the voice of Dr. Tanya Lowe on the Kingdom Life Worship Center Radio Network, our business segment. She is CEO and founder of the Impact Experience, and she is well-qualified in human services and leadership consultant and professor and entrepreneur, and we're just so excited about having her on the network tonight. And ladies and gentlemen all around the world, we hope that you're enjoying Dr. Lowe tonight, and you can get more information about the Impact Experience at theimpactexperience.org, theimpactexperience.org. Doc, we want to talk to everybody, too, about your book a little bit more, how to get your book if they're interested in getting a pre-signed copy and so forth as well. Let's give that information out, too, as well. I want to make sure everybody knows about your book coming out, because we want to promote that when it hits, too, as well.
Yes, yes. Kevin, yeah. the people can pre-order the book at Wanna Start a Riot. Change, all one word, Wanna Start a Riot, change.eventbrite.com.
All right, sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, that's your opportunity there to get a hold of a signed copy of her book. It'll be coming out soon, and we just can't wait for that to happen for her. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Dr. Tanya Lowe on the Kingdom Life Worship Center Internet Radio Program, and we're excited for you tonight. Well, great. Well, tell you one thing, Dr. Lowe, we wanted to talk about, too, as well. Let's talk about the men a little bit. I don't know if you just sometime talk to a group of men as well in a certain grouping, like a, you know, men's fellowship or anything like that. But what would you say to the men today as well? What's going on with the guys today? What would you say to the guys to motivate them a little bit as well?
Just the men. I would say,
yeah.
Stay encouraged.
Yes.
Follow your dream. Develop a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And move forward with
yeah.
that. You can't. It's
yeah.
going to be hard
yeah. yeah.
with whatever obstacles are in the way.
That's right.
Don't
right.
let them stop you. Don't let
right.
A lack of employment stop you. Don't let
right.
Baby mama drama stop you. Because these
right.
are all excuses. Keep moving
right.
forward to grow and become the man that God has designed you to be. And so, and that takes work. And so get connected
yes,
with find a mentor. I'm a huge advocate of
mm-hmm,
mentors
mm-hmm.
for adults. You know, a lot of times
yes,
we
yes.
think that only kids and children need mentors, but adults need mentors too. And
absolutely.
So for men, I would say find a man that you see who's doing it
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that can mentor you, that can take you under their wing to really help you to grow and nurture you in that area where you need to grow. And again,
yes.
You know, connect on LinkedIn and just really stay motivated and encouraged.
Yes.
And it's so hard. And, you know, that's one of the things that affirmations and quotes and
yes.
things, those are the things that really kept me going.
Right.
When things
absolutely.
Were not good. And so,
yeah, yeah.
And staying prayerful, you know.
Yeah,
I think
you,
I can say
yes,
I think I can say that on your
absolutely.
Show. You know, pray.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to pray, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how people do it without it, Dr. Lowe. I don't know how they do it without it.
Yeah, you know, you got to pray and ask for that direction and
mm-hmm.
and listen for the direction.
Yes.
And
yes,
and when you get the answer, sometimes you get the answer and, you know, they say if you don't pass the course, you have to repeat
yes.
it. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
we get the answer, but we don't listen to the answer because our volume
right.
is on mute.
right.
So we have to
exactly.
take our volume off of mute so we can hear the answer of the direction that we need to go in. You know,
yeah.
Kevin, I believe that we all know
yes.
where
yes. Yes.
We would like to be. We
right.
just really have to, you know, put some effort into designing
absolutely.
that plan. You know, what is the plan? This is where I'd like to go. This is what I'd like to do, but I don't know how to get there. I believe people, they know where they want to go. They may not know how to get there, and that's where
yep.
I can help them, but you know where you want to go.
Right. Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the voice of Dr. Tanya Lowe on the Kingdom Life Worship Center Radio Network, our business segment we are featuring tonight, Dr. Lowe's TheImpactExperience.org, TheImpactExperience.org, ladies and gentlemen, where she turns concepts into reality. You know, also, too, Doc, as you was talking there, how important, because we're starting to talk about this at church, how important is vision boards today or writing the vision down? And then where do you put the vision at? Let's talk about that, please, a little bit.
Vision
yeah,
boards.
Man.
Vision boards, they are
yeah.
a powerful tool,
yes,
Kevin.
Man, let's
a
talk about this.
Powerful
yes.
tool. You know, I did one for myself this year.
Come on now. I know you did. I thought you did. Me too.
I
got
did
mine
one
upstairs.
For myself. And, you yeah. know, we talked about developing a plan. You know, we talked about
yeah.
once we, you know, you asked me the question, are people reading enough?
Right.
The backup question that is, are people writing enough? We're
right.
not writing
right.
enough because we get things in our head and we don't write it down. We say, well, I know what it is. I have it in my head. And when it's in your head, it'll roll right out of your ears because you'll change it around and you won't stick to it and you don't commit to it. But when you write it down and you're looking at it and it's looking back at you, you've made a contract with yourself. You've made a commitment with yourself. You have now something to work toward, and it's no longer abstract because it's rolling
right.
around between our ears. And so a vision board helps you to do that. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I used to work with clients in the treatment program, we'd have them develop vision boards and cut out the magazines and all of that about where they'd see their life after recovery. Well, see, you don't have to cut out of magazines. Now you can go on Google Images and
right.
cut and paste and create your really lovely vision board and
yep,
put
yep.
that vision, put it somewhere, and find those
yep.
pictures that represent your life and where you want to go.
Yeah.
I think it's, what is it? Is it Habakkuk 2, Habakkuk 4?
Yeah.
It says, write it down, make it plain.
Make it plain. That's it, Doc. That's exactly right. That's where
and
I'm getting that all
so,
from. Because if God asks us to do it, must be a good reason for it.
And exactly.
Yeah.
And so the vision board is very powerful. And
yes it is.
I don't think you can get too old or too,
nope.
you know, I've reached the pinnacle. No, we're all moving forward and forward and forward. So,
yes,
the vision
yes.
board, I would definitely recommend that, and it's not too late.
Yeah.
I know we're starting the second quarter of the year, but if you haven't
yeah.
done one, I'd encourage
right.
you. If you're just, you know, I'm having a hard time trying to decide what I want to do in the direction.
Right.
Create a vision board. Create a vision
right.
board
exactly.
of things
yep.
that you would like to accomplish this year. You know, I put things.
Yes.
on my board, like, you know, I wanted to be able to blog often, and I wanted to be able
wow.
to have my book completed, and I
right.
wanted to be able to have, you know, spend more time with my family and friends, and wanted to have more
yes.
time to relax. And so those are the types of pictures
mm-hmm.
that I found and put on my board as a reminder of you need to do this. And once you develop
yeah.
that vision board, then get your calendar.
Right.
Get your
right.
calendar and schedule a play date. Schedule
mm-hmm.
a play date
mm-hmm.
with yourself. I'm big on play dates. Schedule
yep.
a play date.
Yep.
You know, we were kids, you know, we'd have
right.
play dates.
Right.
Well, adults
That's
need
right.
play dates too. And so
That's
schedule
right.
that time. If you run in fifth gear like I do, schedule that time to relax and have some downtime. Schedule time with your family. Schedule time to work on your personal development. If it's I'm going to spend an hour listening to something that's going to help me grow in my business, schedule
yes.
that time out. Be intentional about your plan. Be intentional about
right.
your growth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Be intentional
exactly.
about your life. Mm-hmm.
That's right. There you go. That's right. Be very serious about that. Hi, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the voice of Dr. Tanya Lowe on the Kingdom Life Worship Center Radio Network. We're featuring our business segment tonight, featuring this awesome woman here in the network here, Dr. Lowe. Her business, ladies and gentlemen, is theimpactexperience.org. That's the website, theimpactexperience.org. A little bit about Dr. Lowe, for those who may be joining us around the country, around the world. Human Resources. She has a PhD in Human Resource Services and Leadership Consultant, Professor, and Entrepreneur. Dr. Tanya Lowe, ladies and gentlemen, is Chief Executive Officer of the Resurgence Group of Metro Atlanta, LLC, and her own network, the Impact Experience, LLC. So we thank God for Dr. Lowe tonight being with us tonight. That's great. You know, the vision board is so important, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to encourage, especially our young people, I want to hit the young people because their life is still ahead of them. And Dr. Lowe, some of them don't even have a plan to succeed in the area. I'm talking about education right now, just to go to school and get finished and, you know, and their goals. So it's so important, ladies and gentlemen, to have moms and dads and sisters and brothers and uncles and aunts and even grandparents encourage the young people to get their own vision board and hold them to it. Hold
yeah.
them to it until they get every one of those areas met. Now, keep in mind, you can change it as you go along, of course, but you always want to have some vision and some goal to obtain in that area. That's powerful. Well, Dr. Lowe, one thing I want to do is give you enough time to give you some final thoughts there out to the network. I'd like for you to give you, we'll give your website out again, but talk about, I want you to give that book out again, the how to get a copy of your book, and then your closing comments, anything you'd like to say to the network out there. Thank you so much.
Great, Kevin. Thank you. I just want to encourage everyone to get my book, Want to Start a Riot, Change. And, you know,
yes.
I came up with the title, Kevin, because whenever we move
yeah.
toward change,
right.
whenever we move, you know, we talked about pitfalls that we, things that may come
right.
up as we're working on our plan.
Yes.
And whenever you decide to change your life, it's
mm-hmm.
going to upset somebody else's apple cart. And it's
right.
going to feel like you are in a storm, a riot, a hurricane.
Right.
Okay,
yes.
be a riot starter anyway. Start a riot because
wow.
this is about you. This is about your change.
Right.
It's about your growth. And so this book, again, it's affirmations that I wrote
yes.
to help me along that path, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, confirmations mm-hmm. that I've received from my prayers, and then as well as prayers. And so you can receive, you can order the book at Wanna Start a Riot Change, all one word, Wanna Start a Riot Change .eventbrite.com.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, I was just thinking, too, I was looking up a scripture here that talks about this in Matthew. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violence take it by force. Wow, that sounds like a riot to me.
Wow.
I love it. That is powerful. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited about Dr. Lowe being part of the network. I want you to know, Dr. Lowe, this is your network, too, because you know we're going to have you on throughout the year as you move forward and as your book comes out. And if you're, you know, you've ever got a location you're going to be to speak, let us know about that ahead of time so we can get that on our network, because we have people all over the globe listening as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Dr. Lowe's website, theimpactexperience.org, the Impact Experience, and follow her there as well and find out where she's going to be. But she is the CEO of the Impact Experience, where concepts turn concepts into reality, ladies and gentlemen. We're just so excited about what she's doing. We're so proud of her and all her accomplishments as well. Ladies and gentlemen, for those who are just coming with us, we're listening to the voice of Dr. Tanya Lowe, Human Resources and Leadership Consultant, professor and entrepreneur. And ladies and gentlemen, she is, you can check this out on LinkedIn, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit more about her as well, to learn about her. She is the chief executive officer of the Resurgence Group, Metro Atlanta, and the Impact Experience LLC. That's powerful. Well, Doc, you know, I tell you, we always never have enough time, of course, but we can always come back. That's what's exciting about this. Our vision is to have you back on this network again.
That would be great. And Kevin, for your listeners who are in Florida,
yes.
you know, they don't have to feel slighted. We do a lot of virtual, coaching, a lot of virtual mastermind groups. I'm running a free 21 Laws of Leadership group. It's every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m.
Fantastic.
And
That's great.
For those who may be interested in joining, they can connect with us at the website, or they can call us at 678-451-4259, and they can either connect with my extension or the Impact Experience extension and say they want to join the free mastermind group. And so people get a chance to kind of fill out what it's like being a mastermind group before they join a paid one.
Right.
And so we do a lot of things virtually because, you know, time and, and location, and want to try to make things very, very easy for people. So.
Yeah, also, too, Dr. Lowe, you know, this summer's coming up, and the children are going to be out of school. A lot of kids are going to be out of school, and they can do you get the young people involved, too, as well, throughout the summer time, so they can be invited, too, can't they,
One of the things that we're working on, you know, you talked about the youth, and I almost
forgot,
is we offer a cadre of mastermind groups, and one of the mastermind groups that I've been working with someone on is it's called How to Become a Real Success, and it's designed for teenagers, mm-hmm. or those who are in college, and it's really 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 beneficial in helping young people develop that concept of vision boarding and planning and how do I set out on this path to become
a
success.
So
stay tuned for that, and maybe we can do some collaborations and offer design some mastermind groups for the youth in your area around.
Absolutely,
that.
Yeah, one thing we're going to talk about a little later on, Dr. Lowe, is we're going to have you on our television network, too. So we're going to set up our little studio and invite you over, and we'll do some broadcasting around the globe there on that as well. So we'll let you know more about that a little later on. So we're excited about having you as a guest to talk about these same concepts again. And so it's going to be very, very exciting for us. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the awesome voice of Dr. Tanya Lowe on the Kingdom Life Force Center Radio Network. We're featuring our community and business segment tonight, with Dr. Lowe being the lead person tonight. And we are so excited about her being with us tonight. And I know you guys enjoyed yourself tonight listening to this awesome, awesome person. I want you to give a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for her being on the network. Come on now. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Awesome driving. Not driving. Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much. Well, Dr. Lowe, it's been a plum-pleasing pleasure, as you know, Mr. Les Brown would say, and we're so excited about you being a part of this network, and we thank God for you, and we know you're going to have another awesome week this week, and we look forward to having you back on the network real soon. It's been a great, great time with you, and once again, we're so proud of you. For what you've accomplished, what you're doing in the community, and we know there's much more to come as well. So that's great. Well, thank you so much for your time. Any closing comment there?
I just want to say, again, thank you, Kevin, for having me on the show tonight. I hope that I have added value to your listeners.
Absolutely.
I hope that there was something that I said that will encourage them to go and become the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about choice. It's all about choice. That's all it is. Just to make, you got to make a choice, ladies and gentlemen. Just have to make a choice. That's all you got to do. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, good. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have you back on the network. You are officially invited amongst the thousands of people listening around the world right now.
Great.
Have you back. We'll be talking, of course, via the phone and the internet about the future dates as well, and we're just looking forward to you. So, Dr. Lowe, on behalf of Kingdom Life Worship Center and my awesome pastors, Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, we thank you for giving us some insights to getting to know you tonight, where you turn concepts into reality. And ladies and gentlemen, one more time, the Impact Experience is Dr. Lowe's website. I want you to give her a call also. I believe the number is 678-451-4259 for additional appointments and information about this wonderful person and wonderful doctor that's in the area of helping you grow and helping you become a better person. Great. Well, Dr. Lowe, have a great evening. And
thank you.
We look forward to you again, and I hope you enjoyed yourself. I think we had a great time tonight, and I'm just excited about you being with us again. Welcome to the network. God bless
thank
you. Have
you
a great
so
evening.
Much. You too. Good
Ladies
night.
And yeah, God bless you now. Dr. Lowe has been on with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you so much for listening all around the world. That was Dr. Tanya Lowe. Once again, her website is theimpactexperience.org. Let's go out with a little praise song again, and I hope you enjoy this song a little bit. Fired up. Okay. This is it. Kingdom Life Center. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, you've been listening to Kingdom Life Worship Center Radio with our wonderful guest tonight, Dr. Tanya Lowe, on the network. And her website is theimpactexperience.org, theimpactexperience.org, Dr. Tanya Lowe. Thank you so much, Doc, for being with us. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, it's been your host, Minister Kevin Vaughn, on the Kingdom Life Worship Center Internet Radio Network. Until next time, we'll see you. Have a great day, evening, morning, noon, or night, anywhere on the planet. Take care now. Bye.